And welcome to the Gleep Glossary, the one and only Star Wars related show on the internet. I'm Eric Siskin, and as always, I'm joined with the whole group of them. We got Andrew.
Yo!
Steven.
Yeah!
And for some godforsaken reason, Chris Cabin.
Somehow I returned. Somehow.
I gotta tell you something.
Chris Cabin, that's Sith technology.
I was on the highest dewback in the world. Like, you know what? This Star Wars is just getting ridiculous. That Boba Fett was a waste of my time. Yeah. And then what do? They drop a fucking Obi-Wan trailer, and I'm roaring back, baby!
It looks pretty good. I mean,
fucking idiot,
part of
dude.
That is fools. Just like, you got Ewan McGregor, and then you're just like, the Duel of the Fates drop. I like yes. it, but it's... You know, I mean, we're shooting fish in a barrel here.
Can I just tell you, I it's been so long since I dropped back in on fucking Phantom Menace there.
Yeah,
I didn't remember that song. Everybody was talking
what?
About it. Yeah,
get the fuck out of here.
Yeah, sorry, dude. I don't really give a shit about a Star Wars song.
TRL's Duel of the Fates.
Yeah, dude. This was like it was knocking the shit out of your boy Kid Rock every week.
It was this and Korn going at it every day yeah. under Carson Daly's watchful eye.
I would love if John Williams is like, well, I think that Korn sucks shit. Duel of the Fates at number one. Bitches.
Thank you for this MTV Music Award.
What does Jonathan Davis know about tempo?
Honestly,
John Williams cannot make it to accept his award this evening, and accepting in his place, Chewbacca.
I think there was a period of quarantine madness that I did rewatch the prequel trilogy twice during.
Wow, that is well, that's capital M madness.
The caveat of that, the pandemic, you know, this is like once a year I was watching the prequel yes. trilogy.
That seems fair.
I tell you, every time, The Phantom Menace, I think, is clearly the best picture, personally, in my opinion.
We watched Trainspotting twice in a period of like 7 months. That was quarantine madness for us, yeah.
See? Yeah, it happens.
Just today I was thinking about how I still never saw that second Trainspotting. Is that Ditto. Worth a good goddamn?
I still haven't. I've watched the first one every other month.
It's like a hangover movie. It's not very high stakes, but they do some interesting things with the characters that I wasn't exactly expecting.
Ooh.
Okay.
And it's called T2 Judgment Day.
It is right. indeed called that.
Because we get clean and we judge our peers. And this episode on Bossk here, monumental one. Now, Steven, this was requested by one of our great patron subscribers.
Yes, it was recommended by Sergio. Hi, I'm Sergio from Eureka, California, loyal Patreon. Wanted to drop in a request. The one and the only, the coolest Trandoshan bounty hunter, my boy Bossk.
Yes, Bossk, super cool. I always loved the character design alone, the reptilian, like, bleh, he does to Admiral Piet or whoever it was. No, it wasn't Piet. It was some deck officer or whatever. That's, you know, bounty hunters, we don't need their scum. Or was it Piet? Anyway, doesn't fucking matter. Who cares about Star Wars? This is the Gleep Glossary.
Do we get into a lot of his feet? Because the movie takes a lot of yes. attention to Bossk's feet.
Yeah.
That claw, it's like, just going like...
Yeah, yeah. For humans, it's I guess it's gross to see feet. And it's interesting to have a species that prefers to be barefoot. I guess it's sort of like a hobbit.
Sure. Are you absolutely sure there's no shoes for your kind? Not a single shoe on Trandosha, eh?
I don't know how you'd make a boot for those big-ass claw feet, though, you know?
Find a way and get it off my goddamn starship.
I'm sure you could do something. You'll just have to, like, put those claws closer together. He could probably fit into, like, a size 13.
I was always really aware of my foot order problem, and then one day, I went in this assignment, and they were like, you gotta go get Luke Skywalker, but then, I don't know, man, Darth Vader's just making fun of me and my smelly feet, man. It's a fucking bummer.
Like, where is the jam? Where does he think the jam is gonna hide? There's no smell. It's just out there.
Hey, man, if you could find some shoes that don't my feet don't tear into, man, give them to me. I'll wear them.
It'd be cool if he had like flip flops on or something.
Yeah, dude, vacation.
A little beach day for Bosque.
Some Tevas for Bosque. Bosque. One time I double straps.
One time I wore some flip-flops to the beach, man, and then all of a sudden, out of nowhere, these fucking Tusken Raiders just start making fun of me, man.
I love it. Oh, my God. So, Bosque, where do you begin? Bosque has got quite a big legacy. This episode, we're only going to... Because I try to default things to 1995. I think that's a way not to get completely lost in the weeds. This is the Star Wars, The Essential Guide to Characters by Andy Mangala. And I tried to read the short story from the Tales of the Bounty Hunters on Bosque. I remember liking it as a kid, but I just couldn't get through it this time because it was just like, just because he's a Trandoshan, I think that adds to the like, the nonsense words to this, like, oh, the croc, blah, then this and that. And it's, I just felt myself going grayer just reading it. And, but I'm not saying it's completely bad. Maybe I just wasn't in the mood for it when I tried to pick it back up again. He's also been in tons of other related bounty hunting novels.
Of course.
I think he's in there's a series that starts with a book called The Mandalorian Armor. And I think he's in that, and he rises the ranks of the Bounty Hunters Guild at some point. And I also believe that somewhere in the Clone Wars era, I don't know if it's the cartoon or the comic books, I think he even ends up like, now I'm training young Boba Fett because everything has to be connected.
Yeah.
And which is like such a fucking bummer because I feel like the Bounty Hunters assembled on this Superstar Destroyer was a great scene, and they should be adversaries, and they shouldn't be wiping each other's fucking asses. Yeah.
Strangers. Either villains or strangers is
Thank
what I want
you.
Them to
hey,
be.
Hey, Vader, he's no good to me dead. So if anything happens to him, I'll just pop him in my back to tank, make sure he's doing okay, get him a good cup of tea and some soup.
I'll give him a lollipop before he leaves.
You know, the thing when Jabba was running things, right, it was like no room at the inn. Well, now that Boba's in charge, there's always going to be three hots and a cot for you, mate.
Yeah, there's a chill-out tent and everything.
I'm a fucking sweetheart. It's Boba Fett. We're family.
We really just took certain characters in certain directions we shouldn't have, didn't we?
Mm-hmm.
Big Absolutely. Time.
Oh, yeah.
So we'll see what direction we take Bosque here in the old EU. Although his species hates Wookiees, the reptilian bounty...
No.
Of course, yeah, dude.
Nobody likes Wookiees.
Massive racists against each other.
It's so fucked up, man.
Because it's like one is like slimy and scaly and the other one's hairy. They're natural enemies.
That's true. But,
it's like the snake and the mongoose.
There should be at least one Trandoshan doing the Burt Reynolds pose on a Wookiee rug.
Yeah.
Oh, dude.
That is, you know what, Gavin?
I would bust
that would set 50 off.
Loads on that thing.
Nah, you maybe, dude, but you fucking get one set of Wookiee eyes on that, you got an intergalactic incident on your hands.
That's true.
That's a fucking war photograph, dude.
Well, I mean, there's got to be a photo. There's got to be photos of like people posing on corpses of other people.
Oh yeah,
or some,
for sure.
You know? Or is there? Has anyone made a human skin rug?
I mean,
right
sure,
into the mailbag.
You write it to Der Stormer or whatever the fuck.
Yeah. Steven Sadek at derstormer.com.
They probably had a human skin rug slung over the skeleton couch in Texas Chainsaw Massacre.
Oh, that's true.
Mm. A bunch of rebels have definitely taken photos of themselves on like a bunch of like stormtrooper helmets.
Yes.
Like I would think at least
definitely.
One or two, a couple. Yeah. It's happening all the time.
Probably ear necklaces too.
Mm. Oh, for sure.
Okay, so we got I think part of a sentence into this thing.
There you go.
Although a species hates Wookiees, the reptilian bounty hunter named Bossk hates one Wookiee in particular.
Uh-oh.
Chewbacca and his Carillion friend Han Solo have humiliated Bossk too many times, and he needs one day to have his revenge.
Oh, fuck.
Bossk is a Trandoshan, a three-toed, three-fingered reptilian. Like the rest of his species, yeah, Hobbit laugh, Hobbit, Hobbit vomit, indeed. He has the ability to regenerate lost limbs and can see in the dark by using a portion of his eyes that responds to infrared light.
Ooh, that's kind of cool.
Yeah, not bad, you know? He'd be great to have on a panty raid.
Hey, Bossk, I know you're assigned to go capture Han Solo and whatnot, but really quick, man, we were thinking going over to the ladies' stormtroopers' side of the dormitories and doing a panty raid. You down with that, Bossk? Excellent. Thank you.
Well, yes, you can eat the panties. You seem to be that cool.
Oh boy, that's disturbing. His home planet is in the same solar system as Kashyyyk, the Wookiee homeworld. And if I'm saying I do not care. Bossk, by the way, saying planets wrong. Well, listen to this. Someone slid into my DMs the other day. Stopped the show dead to talk about this.
Yeah. What
saying that I was pronouncing Coruscant completely wrong, and it's Coruscant, and you know, stop saying it wrong.
Oh.
And coincidentally.
Or else what, by the way?
I don't know.
Okay. Yeah, they never get that far.
He'll call me some fake bad name. Like Nerf Herder.
Yeah.
But coincidentally, I was reading on Twitter, Pablo Hidalgo, the one of the Star Wars researchers that works for Lucasfilm that does all the managing all this crap. He was talking about Coruscant as a word in general, like an obscure word that means glittering, and all these examples of it being used in like some newspapers in 1910. I thought that was pretty interesting. But he mentioned, if you consumed any of the material in the 90s, you know it as Coruscant, because that's how it was pronounced on the TIE Fighter video game, on the audiobooks, and et cetera, et cetera.
The prototypes are safely on their way to the Emperor on Coruscant. On Coruscant. On Coruscant.
George Lucas decided to make that other C more silent, and the pronunciation was changed. But at the same time, why would, if you as a Star Wars fan, why would you give a shit? Because big fucking planet. You don't think that someone on there is pronouncing it differently?
So we've shown like Jabba Hutt
dialects.
6969. We've shown him what's what.
I'm just jealous that that person had the time. You know what I mean? Like, I'm just thinking about the fact, like, I had like a busy fucking day today. You know what I mean? And like,
Who's the bigger fool, though? The fool that messages or the fool that reads it?
Hey. Also true, man. That's why best for your mental health. Do not read the comments.
But I want to thank that, I'm assuming, gentleman, for being a listener. And that's nice. I don't mean to,
you're a passionate fan, buddy, but you were wrong. Yeah. That's all.
I'm not trying to like rip your ears off like a Gundark, but I'm just saying.
Actually, it's pronounced Gundark. Why don't you learn your shit?
I just wish, you know, young guns out there, respect your elders. They, you know,
young Gundarks.
Think about us old timers. Grew up with Star Wars in a certain way, and we like it that way. Uh-huh. All right, so Bossk hates the hairy beasts, as do most Trandoshans. The Wookiees owed much of their pain to the Trandoshans. The reptiles used to hunt them, skinning them for their pelts.
Wow!
But the worst transgression.
Sorry, I'm freezing. Listen, I've got no fur. You've got all that fur. What's it? Just a little something.
See, now the Burt Reynolds thing. One of those is not sounding so bad, now is it? No. That sounded like a little bit of a miracle, maybe.
But the worst transgression came when a Trandoshan dignitary convinced the Empire to use Wookiees as slave labor.
Oh, Jesus.
After the Empire subjugated, enslaved, and occupied much of Kashyyyk, the Trandoshans offered offered to hunt down Wookiees that had escaped.
This is Wait a second, did I rivalry? You know, and also, like, I just love this meeting. Like, okay, so who should be enslaved? This is like, I don't know. What about the Wookiees? Yeah, Wookiee. Everyone was talking about the Wookiees before.
Did I hear you right, Eric? Did you say that the Trandoshans, like, took over most of Kashyyyk?
After the Empire had subjugated, enslaved, and occupied most of it, the Trandoshans offered to hunt down Wookiees that had escaped.
Oh, so it's actually even worse than what I thought you first said. Mm-hmm. That's
I mean, it's bounty hunting. It's usually not for good reasons.
Yeah.
Look, we gotta get the Wookiees. If they get us, they're gonna skin us and turn us into boots and luggage. All kinds of stuff.
That's fair, dude. You don't know how bad
it's going to happen.
That's fair. He's trying to avoid Operation Suitcase that the Wookiees were cooking up.
Oh, no.
All right. So when his liege lord suggested he become a bounty hunter who specializes in Wookiee captures and kills, Bossk was more than happy to do so. He outfitted himself with protective body armor and a variety of weapons. His favorite weapon was a blaster rifle, which hung from an elaborate sling fastened around his neck under his left arm.
Eric, can I ask you, what important character gave that to him?
Bend over and I'll show you.
He was one of the wisest of bounty hunters.
I'm sorry. You mean Bendova? Yeah, I remember. Bendova. Bendova
of Corellia. Yeah, of course.
On 12 episodes of the Clone Wars, it's like so good. It's like it's like Moby Dick is here, is like a little down there, but that episode of the Clone Wars. Oh my God!
Maybe in Kenobi we'll see his hat in the background. I could stand up and clap.
I'm just so surprised. So surprised that got Michael Shannon to do that voice. I mean, it was beautiful.
Yeah, it's me, Bendova. Yeah, whatever. Where's my fucking check? Time for the urn.
Turn her to the Empire.
Hey, Wookiees, time for the urn.
Ooh, it's been a long time since I've heard someone suggest that it was time for the urn.
What a great expression. Bossk gained great fame for his success in hunting Wookiees, but his most wanted target persistently refused to present himself, a giant named Chewbacca allied with the Carillion smuggler named Han Solo. He had gained a high amount of respect in the galaxy's underworld, and Bossk decided to bring him down.
Fuck.
Yeah.
Just too hot.
He's just tired of hearing about this Chewbacca this and Chewbacca that, you know?
Mm-hmm. Of course, right? Like, that's the thing is, like, you're a deep-seated racist, and then the race you hate the most is, like, becoming super famous?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's like all those dudes who hate Barack Obama.
Yes, exactly.
They're insulting your fat slug boss that you work for sometimes. You hate that shit. There's no reason not to go after this guy.
Meanwhile, he continued the hunts, and in addition to many Wookiees he trapped and killed, he made 12 captures, delivering 8 to their enemies alive. Ooh, compassionate guy. Finally, Boss got a shot at Chewbacca. He had heard news that a group of renegade Wookiees had set up a safe colony on Ginaldo's 4. Sure, what the fuck?
A remote like a party planet.
It's a remote outer rim world, and the Trandoshan went to the imperial governor of the sector to be paid in advance, and then he armed himself for the trip to Ginaldo 4.
Well, that's
he found his prey.
That's bad luck at bounty hunting. I mean, like, you want to get half in front, but you take the whole fare. Now you're assuming it's going to go well, and you're just putting the jinx on yourself.
Yeah, you could just drive away, too. You know?
Also true.
I went to Ginaldo 4, and all I got was this T-shirt.
Oh, this is Ginaldo's calling. Did you say that you wanted that half pepperoni and half Wookiee sausage?
Ginaldo 4? I was trying to get to Geraldo 4. Shit. Fuck.
You want a one Stromboli?
Pizza the Hut. Oh, wait, that's a different movie. No. Chewbacca was helping the small group of Wookiees settle on the rocky moon. Bossk and his thugs surrounded the Wookiee camp, outnumbering and easily capturing the poorly armed creatures. Mm. Bosk had little time to gloat over his victory, though, as Chewbacca was not alone. Han Solo had dropped his co-pilot on Ganaldo 4. Then he visited an old girlfriend in a nearby system.
Hey, pal, why don't you go run around on your Ganaldo 4? I'll be back in about 4 or 5 hours, buddy.
Gotta take a pod to the moon.
So Chewbacca was captured because Han Solo was having fucking sex with an old flame.
Very nice. Pretty crazy.
It's awesome.
I
want to
see that. Give me that movie.
You know what, though? I wager that's not the first and only time in their friendship that happened.
Mm-hmm. Oh, definitely.
Yeah.
It's like, Chewbacca's like, I got kidnapped again. Where is he? Oh, putting his dick in something. Got it.
Of course he is.
Oh, yes, we've got the mighty Chewbacca because your friend was going after Strange again.
Yeah, he's fucking some blue worm. She's apparently the love of his life. I don't know.
It says after he cleaned himself with the towel, Han Solo returned. Okay, so he's done fucking.
Oh, he's
cleaned
cum
his
drunk.
Dick. Yeah.
Yeah, wipe that all off.
Yeah, all the goop from the innards of the blue lady as well. So now he returned, the Millennium Falcon scanner picking up the bounty hunter ships even before he got into visual range. So Solo dove the Falcon toward the planet, catching Bosk and his thugs by surprise, as they had the Wookiees. Solo flew in low over the Wookiee colony, buzzing the hunters and strafing the ground with laser fire. He couldn't hit the bounty hunters full on, as they had bound the Wookiees in their mists.
Plus, he was just like, Jesus Christ, that lady really blew my fucking back out, man.
I am tapped out. Change the keg.
Yeah, I was just trying to, I was just trying to smoke a cigarette, watch a little Leno, Space Leno, and now I got to save you. Oh, God.
We are going to bed after this one, buddy. Let's do, oh, boy. Oh.
So, intending to pursue the Falcon, Bosk and his thugs boarded their own ship, leaving two guards behind. But Han Solo had other plans. Mm. As soon as the entry ramp was raised on Bosk's ship, Han pulled the Falcon directly above it, lowering the landing gear and touching down directly on top of the other ship.
Oh, fuck.
Yeah, dude.
Showing off now.
The hunter's craft buckled under the strain, its own landing gear caving in, its hydraulic shot and its interior sparking and exploding. Bosk's people tried in vain to get emergency hatches open. Holy fuck.
Oh my God, we're going to die! We're going to fucking die! Jesus fucking Christ, help us!
Hey, my cousin's in there, man. You got to stop that.
Jesus reptile Christ, help us! Meanwhile, Chewbacca and the other Wookiees broke free of their binders and overcame the two guards. Chewbacca and Solo agreed to help the Wookiees find a new safe colony, refusing to kill the humiliated Bosks before they left.
Meanwhile, Bosk's craft looks like the end of Gremlins 2 in the lobby.
Yes.
Just fucking goo everywhere.
I keep stepping in it.
The hunters finally freed themselves from the crushed shell that had been their ship. It had taken them days to cut their way out with blasters and a few hand torches. A week later, the group was picked up by a small outworld hauler carrying a load of Nerf manure.
Nerf manure. Nerf manure. I hate Nerf manure.
Years later, Bosk would get another chance at the Wookiee and the brash Corellian. Shortly before the Battle of Hoth, the movie starts. Here we go.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
I love this. I love on the Gleep Glossary when we get into the movies. Oh, it's fucking awesome.
Oh, actually, this brings up score. Remember we talked about score on the on this yes. show before. So this is slightly before the movie. So shortly before the Battle of Hoth, Boba Fett gathered several fellow bounty hunters, including Bossk, Dengar, and a new hunter named Score. Ooh, to find Han Solo. They captured him along with Luke Skywalker and Chewbacca aboard the pirate Raskar's ship, bringing the rebels to the planet Ord Mantell.
I know about that.
Yeah, oh, we always talk about Ord Mantell.
It always comes back because no one ever saw it, so you could say whatever. Oh, exactly. Everybody was there. Fucking the Ninja Turtle 69 on Ord Mantell. Don't worry about it, dude.
It's the Rashomon planet of fucking Star Wars.
Cowacumba!
So the hunters were taken surprise when Luke used his force power. Oh, fuck. I forgot this guy was a Jedi. Fucking shit. When Darth Vader put an open call for the bounty hunters to find the Millennium Falcon, Bossk immediately went to the Superstar Destroyer Executor. There he found he had competition from five other bounty hunters, Boba Fett, IG-88, Dengar, Zuckuss, and Forlom. Thinking he had the inside track on where the Falcon was located, Bossk took off with some temporary partners, bounty hunters who hadn't made Vader's cut.
Oh.
Much later, Bossk found that Boba Fett had indeed succeeded in tracking the Falcon and procuring the carbon frozen body of Han Solo to deliver to the Jabba the Hutt. Chewbacca had escaped, though, aided by the Baron Administrator of Bespin's Cloud City. Following the Alliance's daring mission to rescue Han Solo on Tatooine, Bossk and IG-88 moved on to the hunter's world of Kiorin, where they had accepted a bounty from the small-time crime boss, Drebbel.
I'm Drebbel. Oh, no, nobody likes me. I'm just only a small-time crime boss.
I'm Drebbel, and you need to hunt Lando Calrissian for me.
All right, if you don't mind, you're stick him up and give me all your money. Oh, okay, forget about it. It's Drebbel.
I'm the only crime boss that's always being bullied.
Coincidentally, Lando had accompanied Han and Chewbacca to Kiorin. What?
Oh, man, not Chewbacca again.
A confrontation soon followed, but the Alliance heroes were victorious yet again. Would you imagine that? Now 58 standard years old, Bossk is willing to sacrifice Chewbacca's pelt for a quick kill if he ever sees the Wookiee again. I like the age drop. Yeah, 58 years old. Yeah, probably not getting that pelt, so I should probably just shoot that fucker when I see it.
Yeah, just not getting any younger here, boss.
Just imagine all the times he had him in his sights, but then didn't do it because he's like, oh, that would ruin the pelt. Can't do it. It ruined the pelt.
Oh, and now we're coming to the close of this little Gleep Glossary here. Meanwhile, there is a whole galaxy of bounties to pursue, and Bossk is just the Trandoshan to collect. And that is the end of the entry in the 95 version. I understand he was in novels in the late 90s, and obviously he was in your cartoons and whatever have yous in the aughts. So that's not quite the rest of the story, but it'll have to do.
It's not quite the rest of the story, but it's more than enough.
Coruscant.
See, that was the peak of the Academy Award.
Absolutely, and he got shit for it.
Totally.
Speaking of getting shit for things, final thoughts. Do you want to shit on anything you heard today? Any final parting shots, Andrew?
You know, I think just it's an interesting thing for some sort of Star Wars, you know, like footwear merchant out there. Think of these Trandoshans, man. I'm sure they'd love a good, like, two-prong thong sandal or something like that. You could figure it out. These poor little reptile guys, man, there's a lot of like harsh terrain in a galaxy far, far away. And I just think their feet should be covered. That's all.
Yeah, but maybe it's a hard, like they got a hard outer shell on that. I don't know how lizard flesh operates, and I'll have to look that up for another day. Steve Sadek, what do you think of all this?
Yeah, I think, you know, it's just, you know, relate to the guy. He's in his late, you know, he's in his late 50s. He just never really made it. He thought he was gonna, you know.
Yeah, I feel that.
He tried, you know, he has some success, and people are like, that's pretty great. And it's like, yeah, I never did what I really wanted.
Oh, neither did I. Chris Cabin, what is up?
Hey there, Eric. I do think it's kind of realistic that he doesn't give up the grudge against the Wookiees even in old age. He can't really fully even give it up then, even though it's kind of, you know, I mean, he got at least some of his cousins killed in that fucking Han Solo thing.
Yeah.
Somebody's getting killed there. So I don't know if it was worth it, but you know what? He's going down like Clint Eastwood, bitter to the end.
Yes, a defiant bigot for the ages.
I'm going to be talking about Chewbacca, who's sitting in this empty chair.
Cry Trandoshan, a great film.
Yeah, oh my God, I would love to hear those fuckers on the radio. So I guess now you got the rest of the story. So until next time, I've been Eric Siska.
Andrew Jupin.
Steven Zadak.
Chris Gabin.
And now go it shoot yourself.